Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know what is going on with the phones today. I just keep hearing. Yeah.
It's yeah. Anywho, well, the way it kind of breaks down is, like I was saying earlier, 160 takes care of absolutely everything.
Okay.
And that would include a pump truck, that would include the cooler, that would include the lighting, that would include all of the dispensers. And if you add that up, the dispenser value, you're looking at 125, which I have 135 invested in them, but 125. And then the pump truck is worth 45. And the lighting is worth, we'll just call it four. And the POS system, well, that's part of that 125. And then the cooler value would be probably 35. So, I
35 for the
mean,
cool. Okay.
yeah, so I mean, equitable value, where are we at? Like 220, I think, 215.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, you were looking at having some equity right off the bat.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, no, I was just going to say, so a lot of the things that you're looking at are equipment, right? So, were you trying to get some sort of equipment financing and then you want to net some additional capital on top as a cushion?
I'm not sure what. Well, see, here's the thing. Now, just between you and I, just because I'm going to be full disclosure, that's what I do. But
Absolutely.
basically, as of currently, I have spent, which I can send over the invoices right now because it's like I said, the work is already done. So I
Correct.
can send over all of the invoices right now for the pumps, and that was about 135,000.
Right.
But I'm estimating their value at 125 because I told you what kind of state-of-the-art equipment we're working with.
Right.
I mean, these things are even able to break down the difference between credit and cash price, which 1 penny on credit goes a long ways on your fuel profitability, I'm telling you.
Right.
And so that's all paid for. Well, the thing is, I only owe on that actually 22,000.
Okay.
So what happens is the full $125,000 check goes over to the petroleum install company that installed it. And then they will cut me a check back, which will allow me to have the money that we spent already, which is going to go realistically towards rejuvenating our inventory and fuel.
Okay. Gotcha.
And that's, yeah, and so I've, like I said, I've paid that down to, it's 8,000 is our bill, but we have to install a piece of equipment which is cathodic protection. And that's going to be 12,000, and that's something else that we didn't include in that. That's another $20,000 in that's another $20,000 in equity right there that is part of that 125.
Okay.
I forgot all about that. That's another at least 20,000. That's a big deal. That cathodic protection keeps your system keeps your tanks and your piping and all that from corroding. It's a
Yeah.
really it's an electric charge system. It's real neat.
Gotcha. So
But
that's part of
anyway.
the equipment?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you said it's around, what did you say, 25,000?
Yeah, it's around the value on it's going to be between 20 and 25.
Gotcha. Yes, go ahead. Continue. Sorry.
Okay, so basically, thinking through it, if we were to be at, so we're talking pump truck, lighting, pumps, cooler,
The
and
cathodic.
I own. Yeah, the cathodic protection, and I own the tanks. I don't owe anybody for the tanks or the pumps. So, yeah, no liens or anything like that. No debt on them. But
Okay.
I think that yeah, realistically, anywhere around 150 would get this place completely done. And I guarantee you, you're looking at having many more stores with me in the future.
Okay. That sounds great to me. I mean, I'm trying to build one good relationship with you here. It sounds like you have a solid business plan and you know what you're doing. When would you be really looking to do this by? Just kind of as soon as possible, I assume.
Yeah, as soon as very possible because what happened, and I'm going to be another full disclosure,
Okay.
what happened was whenever the right during the time frame whenever all of that credit card fiasco hit our account, we had a we had renewed our insurance policy, and our insurance policy come back about $6,500 a year cheaper. And we were like, yeah, that's awesome. You know, that's great. And so then all of a sudden we get a letter from DNR and they're like, well, the insurance company dropped your pollution control, which is what covers like if one of the underground tanks were to leak. So needless to say, they offer a really neat program here where if you have a bank letter that covers a $10,000 deductible, they cover all the balance of everything else and it only costs you about $400 a year for that insurance.
Oh, wow.
And so we decided to go into that insurance program. When we did, we had to have, we didn't know it at the time, but we had to have every bit of testing you can imagine done. We had to have the tanks tested, the lines tested, the pumps calibrated and tested. We had to have all of our mixtures tested. We had to have our blending report tested. We had to send in all these charts from another third-party company. I mean, we have tested our system to the roof, and we just got final approval last week, so we're ready to pump again. Well, in that process of doing that, I spent the last bit of money that we had on getting all of that testing done, and now that it's done, we're ready to drop fuel and move.
Perfect.
And so basically, I waited, and here's where the catch-22 lies. Okay, so I go into somebody and say, hey, here's a possibility. We could maybe be up and pumping next week, and it could cost us $2,500, or we have a problem, and it's going to cost us $50,000.
Right.
So that makes your funding a little bit harder. Whereas now I took a little bit of hit on my credit by paying for all of this on, you know, throughout, but we are approved and everything is good to go. So what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah. The egg.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we had to do. I mean, I had to do what I had to do to get the egg hatched, and now that that egg is hatched, I'm telling you, my goal, you've probably never heard of it. There's a publication called CSP. It's called Convenience Store Pricing. And my goal is to be on the cover of that magazine. And that's a long process, bud. That's going to take 10 years probably. But that's ever since I was a kid, and I see all these big owners with their pictures on the cover of that magazine when my parents would get the magazines in every month, or I did later on, you know, that became a goal. And so that's a really big deal to me. And I read that religiously and kind of study their practices. Now, here's something else that you got to look at that's really cool. Your average convenience store is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood between 26 and 30% gross profit margin, and with shrink, they're generally going to be at about 1.5% to 2% net. Well, with me being in the accounting side of this industry as long as I have, right now, what we have been running, we've been running right at about 51% gross profit margin, which is phenomenal. Yes. And then we've also, now whenever I, you know, it's kind of coming down a little bit now because our tobacco sales have taken off and you don't make shit off tobacco.
Yeah.
But, and then at that same time that our tobacco sales came up, our fuel kicked in, which also, which kind of bounced it back up a little bit higher. But basically, as of right now, like I said, if you were to be modest with it, you'd say easily that we're at 46% gross, and we're probably at about 4%, 4.5% net, which we, you know, in July, now when all this credit card fiasco hit, you would not believe the shit we went through. Like, the whole town, the credit cards hit, the company, we have three credit card terminals. Two of those terminals, they process every day. They batch out every day. And so whenever all these numbers were locked in our system and they hooked the system up right, it forced all the numbers back through. So what happened was the people that paid on the other two terminals that were not on the main island got double charged. They were coming into the store and we were giving them cash refunds because the credit card company said they were going to handle that. It was their fault. Well, in the meantime of all of that, the town slayed us to death. So we not only lost that money on and then the credit card company ended up, I finally, because we got slaughtered so bad, I finally said, refund it all. So one day, my account, all that money hit my account. It was about $47,000, and the whole town just went crazy. I mean, you're talking families that have two cars, and, you know, they run two tanks of gas a week. So by the time you're out a month, and they've been paying on those pumps, you're talking $1,500. Well, if you're talking, you know, a family that doesn't make but $45,000 a year together on their income, that's a big deal.
It
and,
is.
You know, Yeah, and people don't watch their account like they should. So I ended up just doing the better thing and trying to save our business. And I said, fine, refund it all. And that's why I ended up taking the $47,000 loss, is because the credit card processing company told us it was going to take 5 to 7 weeks to fix that. These families would have been dead in 5 to 7 weeks.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah,
man.
So
hard too.
Hey, you have to, because it's, at the end of the day, I'm from, well, I kind of grew up in the city, and I've also grown up in a small town. I mean, I was a farm boy too. But, you know, I know these guys. You see them every day. They're your consistent customers. It's not like you're in the middle of Kansas City and you might not ever see that person, like, ever again.
Right.
These people are there every single day. And the town has been amazing. There's only one other there's two other stations in town. One is pay at the pump only, and it's a dilapidated, falling down building with a real shitty gravel parking lot. Nobody wants to drive their car in that, and they don't even have anybody that works in the store. The other one is a ma and pa place where the lady is about to retire, and that's going to be the next door we buy right there. I guarantee it. I'll have both stores in town, but she has old, dilapidated pumps. Doesn't have pay at the pump. Her lot is really dim. Key customer that you want to get in the convenience store is the women. If you get the women to come in the store, the men will follow. So we have the cleanest, best smelling store with the brightest parking lot around. I'm not even kidding. And they do. They come in and the men follow them. We actually, last summer, right when we were getting, or this summer, when we were just getting up and running before the tragedy hit, we were actually, that the lady up the road had come down and offered to sell out to me for $275,000. Before I opened, she told me she wanted $500,000. She came down almost half just because of how much business we were taking. Exactly. And so we've built the product. We're the only, now we are, she does not have pay at the pump. Her pumps are old, like 1980s old, and they're really slow and they're breaking down. They don't allow you to prepay. Well, the cool thing about us is our customers, We allow people to pump, but we know everybody. But with that right there alone, they keep coming back, and they have to come in because they hit pay inside, and they always buy something.
Right.
So think about this. They were this store when I bought it. The people that owned it prior had more of their personal effects in the store than they had merchandise.
That's insane.
Now. Yeah, they had legitimately, when I bought the store, there was $18,000 of inventory in that store. As of right now, and we're real low right now because I've been spending all my money on these pumps, but as of right now, I'm sitting on about $61,000 cost in inventory.
Wow.
Now listen to this. Those people were doing about $12,000 a month in inside sales, and in the month of July, we hit $42,000 in inside sales.
Goodness, that's insane.
And as I told you earlier, at 50, I think we were ended up being 49% in July. And 49% in July, we ended up making right at about $21,000 on inside sales alone gross profit. And then the fuel side of it, we made somewhere around $9,000. So we made almost $30,000 in July. But again, we lost that $47,000. May and June, and so that really hit us hard. But now that's also does not include the kitchen. We haven't had the kitchen open yet. It really sucks, man. I have spent $40,000 on this kitchen that we haven't even got to operate yet because we've been, you know, I bought the store, we did the renovation, we did the imaging, then we did the pump install, and right when we did the pump install is whenever that credit card fiasco happened. So we haven't even got a fair chance yet, but I'm thinking that the beer and liquor alone, the kitchen, the pumps, I mean, we should very easily be in the $30,000 to $40,000 a month profit margin range. And as of right now, our total bills before payroll right now are only $8,900.
Wow, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. And by the time you add my payroll, because I work so many hours, our payroll runs about $3,400 a month. So we're at less than $12,000 a month in bills, and we have a chance to make $30,000. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
No-brainer, exactly.
that buys our next store.
Yeah, easily, too.
I will buy that store from that lady in town, and we will renovate that beast in between the two of them. Here's where the catch-22 lies on the pump truck. So I don't buy the pump truck. Well, my problem is right now is the store that I have, I have small tanks in that store. To replace tanks,
mm-hmm.
hold on, this is going to beep one more time. To replace the tanks in that store would be about $225,000.
Okay.
Well, the problem with these small tanks is whenever you have to order a load of fuel, you have to order a minimum of 7,500 gallons so you don't get what is called a short load fee. A short load fee will generally run you about $495 extra on your bill. So if you average that out at $495 at 7,000 gallons, that destroys your profit margin on fuel.
Absolutely.
So yeah. if we owned the other store up the street, that would allow us to do a full load. We'd be able to do 25,000 gallons every single time. But the best part about that is that actually gives us qualified for a discount, which actually saves us $495 a load, which in return, if you average that out, is $900 more that we'll make per load of fuel.
Wow.
I know. And if you're, hey, it's just, I've been in it my entire life.
Yeah. Wow. You definitely.
I mean, as of right now, and that's the whole thing. I mean,
yeah.
We are at our last bit of funding and we are done, baby. I mean, we're talking done. This fuel, the tire shop side of this company, I think we just got a contract with Thompson Cadillac. Thompson Cadillac here in town, when they get their brand new cars in, they come in on steel wheels and mock tires. And so they're paying us $350 per tire and wheel to pick those up. Those are brand new tires that we sell right back to the other shops around town or sell them to our personal customers. Okay, so we got that tire from them and they paid us $375 to haul it off. B, we take that tire and sell it back to a customer for even $35, right? Some of those tires are on SUVs. That's $125 a tire we sell. So we got $375 to pick it up, $3.75. Then we turn around and sell it. Let's just call it $50.
Sure.
$50 per tire back to the customer. Then we take that steel wheel and we scrap them. So you take those steel wheels and you scrap them and you sell all that steel back to your plants and things. Mm-hmm. You're recycling. Well, here's what's really cool. On the tires, if you're a tire recycler, you get a huge credit back from the government. It's $1 per tire. So they paid us $375 to pick it up. We sold it for $50. We sold the rim for $375 because that's about what scrap weight is on a steel wheel, 16-inch steel wheel, $375. And then we get another $1 per tire back credit from the government. Then we turn around and we recycle it. For every one of those bundles that I was telling you that we mulch, for every one of those bundles that we recycle, for every 500 pounds, they give us $1.25 a pound.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Wow. So just off the Thompson Cadillac deal alone, I'm thinking that that's going to generate us another $10,000 a month in income pretty easily on the shop side. Now, then you get into the recycling. Jumping subject, the isobutanol that I was telling you about, same thing with it. Because it's a greener, more efficient fuel, and it actually is better for the environment, we get 50 cents a gallon kickback for every gallon of that we buy. So that also increases our profit margin by 50 cents a gallon each quarter on our fuel.
Wow.
Dude, I took every tax credit, I took every break, I took everything I could possibly.
Every little thing possible and made something from it. That is amazing.
You're not going to find another owner that does this. And
no,
I'll tell you how I know.
I'm telling you. I've talked to hundreds and hundreds of business owners just this year alone, and this is the most phenomenal one so far.
Dude, this is only the smallest part of it, because next year, if you can help me get this last funding, here's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy that little station up the street from my store in about 6 months. I'm going to let this store equalize for 6 months and let her get the hurt from what I'm about to do to her.
Mm-hmm.
And in 6 months, we'll buy that store. Immediately after we buy that store and we convert it, I'm going to go in and build a brand new state-of-the-art VP Racing truck stop. I already have the location picked out, but you know what the coolest part about it is?
What?
I'm building an amphitheater. And so this amphitheater is going to be behind the store, and this store is going to be all retro 50s, brand new, modern. It's going to be a modern but 50s retro look. And behind that store is going to be an amphitheater, which is a two-screen drive-in movie theater. But what's really cool about it is on the left side of the drive-in is going to be indoor box seats. So you can sit on either side and watch a movie. I can play movies all winter long. Wow. Then on the right side, I haven't told you this part yet, so I'm kind of breaking you into it, but the other side of this is that we're going to, at the store that I have now, the kitchen is actually set up to become an A&W restaurant. And I've already contracted with A&W to set up four locations here in town, and so we're going to open an A&W Express up in that Ash Grove store, and that will be a separate entity in itself when it happens. But as I was talking about the amphitheater, on one side you have the box seating. On the other side, you have an A&W root beer, or A&W restaurant in there. Now, you can take an elevator or go up the stairs upstairs where you have an exclusive bar and restaurant, like the restaurant's in the center part, and the bar runs down the side where the box seats are downstairs. But what's coolest is on each side of the location, you have box seats. You have four box seats. And that way, whenever you're, because we're going to have a stage there, and whenever you're having like concerts and big thing, you know, events and so on going on there, you'll have box seats that like Pepsi and RJ Reynolds and all these big companies can rent out to host their parties. And I mean, we can do like Super Bowl parties and all that, but you have the restaurant, and it's a private club that's right up there. And, but here's the coolest part, bud. This is what is so badass about it.
Yeah.
This location used to be a drive-in movie theater, and it's on Old Route 66.
Wow.
It's right here in Springfield, Missouri, on Route 66. So I'm going to do the whole full car retro thing. Now, on one side, we're going to have a miniature burnout area where people can come out there like during concerts or different events, and we can have burnout contests and that sort of thing. But check this out. I contacted Hot Rod Magazine about a year and a half ago, and I said, hey, if I built this, it's on Route 66, what do I have to do to get you guys to come out here for the Hot Rod Power Tour? And they said, you know, all you really got to do is be able to house 40,000 people. I said, no problem. So we actually have 25 acres. It's 25 acres, ready to rock and roll. I just haven't – this is what my original plan was, but a company came to me and asked me to open up this convenience store.
Yeah.
And it was racing fuel, so it was a no-brainer. So I just went ahead and did it. But if this is what this will eventually be. It'll have two screens, two stages, A&W with box seats down with regular house seating downstairs. The upstairs will be a full bar with restaurant, and it's also going to have eight boxes to where we can host events. And the primary goal out of this is to bring Hot Rod Power Tour in every other year when they do their tour. And we can host, we have like Kid Rock and Black Eyed Peas and Buck Cherry and whoever come out and have big concerts. I mean, dude, I want the three stores and I want the amphitheater in the next 2 years.
Wow, you're getting me all excited right now. With all these...
Well, I've been unfortunately, I've been in school like my entire life. Like I have 7 degrees. I actually have a bachelor's in business administration. I have my bachelor's in business administration, but I also have a doctorate in business sciences. I've got my bachelor's and master's in accounting. I'm actually like a 140-hour accountant is a CPA. I'm a 225-hour accountant, so I'm an MPA, a managerial professional accountant. I have a federal security license, and I go into corporations and play with their money. Then, on top of that, I have a bachelor's in psychology. I have a bachelor's in pre-law. So I've just kind of been in. I'm a single dad. My daughter is almost 21. I've raised her since she was 18 months, and I've done it completely on my own with no help whatsoever.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, she's living with me now, going to business school for business administration and marketing. So she graduated. I've been a safe, secure, comfortable accountant, you know, for 15 years. And it's been nice because I could work 10 days a month and make about $140,000 a year.
Right.
And so it's been real nice, but and I was able to go to college and take care of her and so on. But once she graduated, I'm a single guy. Once she graduated, I've been working on this plan since she was 10. And she graduated high school, and I said, I'm doing it right now. So that's when I decided a year ago or a year and a half ago to step out and do what I'm doing. And so now it's basically just me. I'm a work fanatic. I'm highly, overly, stupidly educated. Single dad with a lot of stability that's been in the same place for 10 years, and I've never had to buy anything on credit because I make enough money I pay cash for it. I have a, if you could possibly even dream of what a car collection would look like, you'd be pretty amazed if you could see mine.
Wow. I would love
to. I build custom cars.
Wow, you are a miracle worker. That's what you are.
Man, I just have been doing it. There is a few things. Childbirth is one. But, I mean, as of this point, I mean, there's no way in this world you're ever going to be able to find another convenience store that can hit these kind of numbers.
No, I don't think so.
Not to mention, whenever they came out and did my appraisal about March, I believe. Now, mind you, we weren't even doing pay at the pump yet. We were just now had installed the pumps, but it wasn't up and running. But they appraised me out at $525,000 then, and now they're projecting that my appraisal with the adjustments I just made and these few finishing touches, they said we're at like $700,000, $715,000, something like that neighborhood. And the best part about it is they said on my property, which is approximately 5,500 square feet, I am at 98.6% profit per square foot.
Wow.
So, in other words, we have absolutely no storage whatsoever, and every square inch that I could find, I turned into some sort of a way to make money.
Oh my goodness. That is completely unbelievable.
Dude, our fountain sales.
You are doing it. You are doing it.
But the problem is, I mean, like, you see the situation I'm in now where I've done everything. I've went through the ropes. Everything is good to go. Everything's ready. And we had a tragedy hit. And so now, seriously, I'm at the point where it's either going to take off some way, somehow, with you or the bank this week, or I'm going to try to figure something else out.
Right.
And so, I mean, even worse than that, I have my Series 7 broker license, and I actually got sponsored by Charles Schwab about 3 years ago and got that. Wow. Well, I got a job offer last week. A company that I had been talking to in the past, who's an affiliate of theirs, has offered me a job. I can go to Manhattan. They offered me a condo on the 64th floor.
Wow.
And $450,000 a year to start with bonus potential, and I get to jump on the company jet and fly all over the place all year long.
Wow.
And so I told my daughter about this.
Yeah.
And so we were sitting there, and she was like, Dad, I don't, you know, this is where my roots are. This is home. My mom lives a block away from us. She's like, Grandma lives right down the street, and this is where my family's at. This is all I know. And I'm like, Corinne, you could take off and go to NYU and, you know, have everything taken care of because you get Indian money because we're Native American. And she's like, no. She was like, Dad, I really want you to reconsider this. She was like, you already built the store. She was like, you've already done everything you want to do. She goes, don't you want your amphitheater? If you move to New York, it's not going to happen. She was convincing. And so I'm kind of like, well, you know, do I – and listen, bud, I have not slept in 5 months. I have not eaten in 5 months. And it's all because of the stress of that credit card deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, it literally has been – just heck. And finally last week it got to a point where I could not do any more paperwork. There's none to be done. I could not do, you know, there's no way to make anything else more profitable. We're done. And so I'm sitting back in my chair in my office. I'm like, I don't know what the hell else to do. I'm done. I mean, it's just ready to operate now.
Right.
And so that's kind of where we are. I mean, that's everything.
Yeah. I mean, you've told me a very thorough story of, you know, what you're looking to do, and I'm completely just stunned by your business plan. I would love to get this going for you. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Would you say that you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle with that?
Well, I'm bad right now, but that's because I've let pretty much everything has lapsed the last 2 months.
Okay.
And we have spent every dollar into trying to retrieve this negative balance.
Right. And by bad, what, like, do you know what sort of range you're in?
Well, let's see here. I have missed two. I've missed. Well, no. I mean, I think I'm probably. Well, what hurts me right now is my credit card utilization is 97%, which destroys me by about 100 points.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you take out the credit card utilization, I would be really good.
Okay. Gotcha. So if you were to give me like some sort of ballpark of where you were at, do you know what it would be?
I have no idea. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Between 580 and 615 probably.
Okay.
But I can bump that really, really fast. All I have to do is make a couple of payments on a few different things and it'll jump it fast.
Okay, good, good. And then why don't you tell me about how were sales for you last year?
Okay, we didn't open until August. And so if you're looking at, we opened August 16th. So I guess 4.5 months last year, we did 396,000.
Wow, okay, good for you. What are you on track for this year?
Before the credit card fiasco, we would have hit 1.1 million. As of right now, I'm thinking we're going to be at about 800,000 to 900,000.
Okay.
If we get this beer and liquor in there and we get our pumps back up and running in the next week, I can guarantee you we're going to hit between 80 and 110 per month. So you're looking at easily another 300, and we've already done 678. So we're going to be right at a million probably before the year's over.
Okay, perfect.
That's in a store that's never done over 450,000.
Wow.
Before I owned it.
Wow. that's just crazy to me. And how long has this corp been in business, the new store corp?
2 years.
Okay. And then are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes. I have no partners.
Excellent. And then you told me that you had some current loans on the business, right?
Yeah.
What are the loans that you have on it right now?
Okay. Does that include the property?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, so on the property through a bank is 270.
Okay.
270
is what the balance you have on it right now?
Yeah.
And what kind of payments are you making on it?
$3,041 per month.
$3,041 a month, okay. Perfect. And what else you got for me?
Okay, I have my credit cards. And that totals out to be less than $16,000.
Okay.
And that cost me about $1,200 per month. But I'm getting ready to consolidate those also.
Okay, cool.
Because that is technically all this store. I mean, most of that was the kitchen.
Yeah. And then this is not including the $47,000 loss.
Uh-uh. No, that's also to the bank.
Okay. And so are those the only loans that you have out right now, just some credit cards and the property?
And then I have two other loans out for imaging.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those, they're both to Ally Brand Capital.
Ally Brand Capital?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of those, I believe is 29,000 balance, and now that was 61,000 initially. I paid almost $40,000 off of that in 1 year.
Oh, okay. And how long is this one for?
That one is supposed to be 36 months, but I'll have it paid off before the end of the year. I only owe 29 on it, and it is $1,130 a month.
Okay, got it. And you're going to pay it off before the end of the year?
Yeah, I plan on having that paid off before the end of the year. Well, no. The fiscal year, fiscal.
Okay.
So that would be like by June.
June, okay. And that's around
11. Yeah, I want to have that paid off by June. Yes.
Okay.
And then I have a second loan through them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is, I believe that one was originally $12,000, and I owe $1,800, and that will be paid off. Well, actually, if I get this money, that will be paid off.
Okay, perfect. You'll just pay it off immediately.
Yeah. And I believe that's everything. That's all of it. That's it.
That's all the loans. Okay, perfect. So I mean, based on everything that you're telling me today, you have a completely solid business plan. You definitely look like you know where you're headed. So what I am going to suggest is that we take a look at doing a working capital program for you, and we can also consider doing the equipment as well. Is that something that you would be looking into? Do partial equipment financing and then some capital on top?
That would be better, actually, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be better for you as well. And then so we're looking at a monthly increase of around $15,000, you said, if we were to get this, and then you want to get started on that new store and project that you had going.
Yeah, I'm ready to start on the new store project. Here's the agenda.
Yeah.
This here will allow me to open the A&W restaurant.
Okay.
And it's already in the store, so we actually are going to have, I mean, it's going to be nothing but profit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's no mortgage there. There's no nothing. I mean, it's just ready to operate. And there is no other fast food restaurant in that town. That will be the only fast food restaurant.
Wow.
But that's something that we're working on with the A&W people. So I'm thinking 15,000 increase gross revenue is modest.
Wow. Okay. Great. I love hearing that. And so we're going to try and do this as soon as possible for you. I'm going to do my very best. And we said, so the minimum amount that you would be kind of looking for is around 125, right? So you can get the pump.
Yeah, I'd like to do 125, and that would actually, 125 would, like, really make us done. 150 would get my pump truck.
Okay, 150 would get the pump truck. Got it. Okay, so as for pieces of just equipment, I'm just going to go through and list what I kind of understood from it. Let me know if, there's some additions to it. So the pump truck, we said, is going to be one of the pieces of equipment. It's at $45,000, right?
Yes.
And then we said the new cooler is going to be around $35,000.
Yes.
Okay. And we said that the cathodic protection is going to be around $25,000.
Yes.
And then we said the lighting is going to be around $4,500.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other pieces of equipment that I had missed here?
Yeah, the dispensers and the POS, the dispensers, which are the pumps, uh-huh. The POS system, and everything that goes along with that.
Okay. For the dispensers, what kind of, what are you taking a look at on those? What are they going to cost?
Everything comes out to be 100 and well, it's 135 is what I've spent on it, but 125 is the value.
Okay, of everything in total.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And do you have? You said that you do have quotes for a lot of these.
I have everything. Yes.
Or invoices. Okay. Perfect. Great. You're pretty on top of everything.
Well, I waited. Like I said, I waited till I was completely finished to move forward.
Right. Okay, and then you told me last year your sales were around $360,000, and that's only because you guys were operating for a few months.
They were $396,000.
$396,000?
Yeah.
Okay, $396,000. And this year we're looking to do somewhere around $1 million, and that's only because you had that whole situation with the $47,000 loss. Without that, you would have been doing a lot better.
Yeah, I think we would have been probably about $110,000 probably this year had that not happened.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, you know, honestly, we would be probably, you're looking at, that's roughly what, net three, I mean, even if we did $1 million this year, that's $300,000 almost in profit.
Right. And we said you've been in business for about 2 years and that you're the 100% owner of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I could do for you now is that I can shoot over an email to you with all the requirements that I'm going to take a look at. And the only thing that we take a look at are your most recent tax return, 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then there's just going to be a one-page application that I'll send to you that, you know, has the general name of the business, information, breakdown of ownership, and all that good stuff. Do you guys, I assume you take credit cards, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm also going to require 4 months of your most recent merchant statements as well. So we can kind of take a look at the cash flow that you guys have going. And from there, I will just shoot it over to the underwriting department. And they get back to me usually within 24 hours with some sort of options for you.
What we really need to look at
Yeah.
is, like, for us, now granted, we were down 10 days in May for installing that system, but May, June, July, and August were our best months, and we actually stopped pumping fuel because we changed that insurance thing I was talking about at the very end of August. So
Okay.
September and October have been absolutely terrible for us because we haven't been selling fuel, which, doesn't bring the customers in.
Right. And I mean,
Yeah.
we're a relationship-based bank, so I completely understand where you're coming from. I'm not trying to just throw something at you and just leave you there. I really do want to work with you every step of the way, especially that, you've got all these plans coming up, and I'd love to work with you in the future as well. But
Absolutely.
yeah, and so my goal is to get you back and booming, get those pumps up and running, and get that new cooler for you.
Yeah,
So
that'd be great.
yeah, and then I'll completely explain everything that you told me to the underwriting department as well, so they kind of understand where you're coming from. I'll shoot over an email to you. You said it was william@newstorecorp.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. And in the email, I'm just going to include the list of documents I need. Once again, it's 6 months of the most recent bank statements, the most recent tax return for the business, 4 months of your merchant statements, and then just that one-page application that I'll attach to the email. Once you send those in to me, I will get going on your file immediately because I do want to get this done for you as fast as possible. When do you think you can send all that good stuff into me?
I have all of that like with me right now.
Wow. Okay, perfect. If you can get it for me today, I'm going to be in here for the next couple of hours. If you can shoot it over to me like within an hour or so, I'll put your entire file together and have it get submitted before I leave. That way I might be able to have something for you tomorrow already.
Are you needing the entire merchant statements, or are you just needing like the front page that has the totals on it?
I think they're going to take a look at the entire, because it's just the 4 months of it. So I believe they're going
Well,
to
what
look
I'm
at the
saying though
entire.
is like those statements, like the back like 6 pages are individual breakdowns of individual charges that were processed.
Right.
So, I mean, that's like 6 pages per month on those alone.
Hold on. Let me just double check that for you.
Okay.
I can double check that for you. One second.
I imagine you just need the summary.
Yeah, let me just check on that. You might be correct on that. All right, William.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for the merchant statements, it doesn't have to list every single transaction, but just kind of shows an overall
That's what I figured.
for the
Perfect.
4 months.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and shoot that email over to you right now, and then if you can get those into me sometime within, the first hour, an hour and a half from now, I'll put that entire file together for you because I know it's kind of urgent and you're trying to get it done.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Good. Any questions? Anything?
I don't think at this moment.
All right. Good. If anything does come up, feel free to reach out to me. I'll have all my contact information in the email right now, and I'll shoot it over to you right after this phone call.
Okay.
All right. All
All right,
right.
thank you
Sounds
much.
great, William. Absolutely no problem. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.